At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome back to Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com. Thank you all for joining me here in the lazy days of summer as we're going along and featuring some great guests here on the program. And once again, I get to welcome a featured guest back onto the program. Of course, you are familiar with his company, Planet 13 Holdings, a leading vertically integrated multi-state cannabis company. We're here to talk about some recent announcements they've had right now recently, the launch of a new non-cannabis lifestyles brand, and they also have their first sponsored athlete that is joining them into the fold. We're also going to talk about their follow-up on their planned expansion into Florida we talked about on the previous program back in September of last year. I want to welcome back now the founder and co-CEO of Planet 13, Larry Scheffler. Thanks for being on with us, Larry.
Happy to be here. Thanks, Jake. Thanks again for having me.
Absolutely. I know there's been quite a bit that you're working on right now, so didn't wait too long to get back into things. And again, we also, if you didn't get a chance to go and listen to us well on our grassroots marketing series, during our coverage of the Benzinga Miami conference, we talked to the director of operations, Jeffrey Trapp. You can look for the interview right now. Go to CannabisRadio.com and the Cannabis Radio app. So, Larry, let's go ahead and start off first. You now have a partnership with a UFC bantamweight star, Chito Vera. He's now going to help promote the Planet 13 Fight Club, which is a combat sports team division of your new brand. He is going to be fighting on August 3rd in Abu Dhabi, and it'll be a part of a broadcast on ABC TV. And he's the number 4 ranked bantamweight contender, and he's going to be out there expanding Planet 13's reach beyond cannabis and into mainstream sports, fashion, music, and entertainment. And now you have this new lifestyles brand that's going to help grow Planet 13 into a household name while bypassing regulatory restrictions tied to cannabis products. So first of all, Larry, talk about the strategic thinking behind launching a non-cannabis touching lifestyles brand and how it's going to complement the existing business you have so far with Planet 13.
Well, luckily enough that we, over the last 8 years, Planet 13 has grown because we get over 1 million visits a year from people around the world, of course, because we're in Vegas. Everyone knows Planet 13 and cannabis or marijuana, right? So what we wanted to do is take advantage of the Planet 13 name, kind of divorce ourselves with our apparel brand, with the restrictions we get being shut down on Facebook all the time and advertising streets and airports that you can't do it. So we're going to talk about Planet 13, nothing to do with cannabis, nothing to do with marijuana in the words or advertisement, right?
Right.
Nothing to do with pictures of leaves or marijuana plants. It's simply lifestyle brand. Subliminally, everybody will know Planet 13 means cannabis. So they already know because of our great logo and our brand. So we're going to use the apparel line, separate LLC, as if it's a non-cannabis, which opens up doors for us advertising everywhere. We're talking at different airports or what never allowed us before. We're saying, this is not a cannabis. This is an apparel brand. This is a lifestyle brand. But again, because of our name, we know that people will know what Planet 13 and know we're in Vegas and so on. So it just opens up the whole world of advertising for us. And then what do we want to, what's the one of the most, upcoming sports we know is UFC fighting.
Oh, yeah.
We had a chance to meet with Chito. Chito, what a dynamic young man. So he's going to advertise for us that when he exercises, when he does his ice plunges, he's got 1.8 million followers. Even every ice plunge, he gets 300,000 likes and so on his podcast. So yeah, with all of that, with Chito, he's one of the first ones we're going to do. Of course, everyone knows August 3rd, he's fighting in Abu Dhabi. If he wins that fight with the 6th-ranked fighter, he then goes for the world title in his weight class, which would be great.
One of the things, there's not a lot of brands I've seen out there in cannabis that have done what you're talking about here. I can think of Cookies as probably the one brand that I see that's like, we know it's a cannabis-related company, but you see that in merchandise across it. Obviously, a lot of companies will produce merchandise because, oh, we did so good with the branding and the marketing and all of it. So we'll put some extra merch out there on the websites. But to also put that out there and as a mainstream product and to really put a lot of emphasis and a lot of effort into it, a lot of money behind it, is very important. And what can you tell me about what will the Lifestyle brand encompass? Like, what kind of merchandise are we looking at?
Well, Lifestyle brand is going to make everything. We're starting out with hats, T-shirts, hoodies, the normal people have. We're doing adding women's wear here in a week. The workout trunks and pet supplies, all the different products for golf, pickleball. We're going to keep expanding to all kinds of sports things. And apparel and lines that people want to buy with Planet 13 logos. It's literally a lifestyle. Eventually, like you see Starbucks without the word Starbucks, just the girl on there. Nike with just the swoosh. We want to have eventually just the 13th and the arc, and you're going to know it's Planet 13.
Exactly.
That's our ultimate goal. We're just not Starbucks yet. We're not Nike yet. So we'll start off and slowly graduate into 13 on some and then do the majority of it, just the 1-3 and the arc.
Well, Larry, we know if anybody knows you and Bob and what you've done in Santa Ana, California, or in Vegas, you like to do things that are big. So that's not just the big superstores, but big, bold ideas. And this obviously is one of those. So one of the things we were mentioning just before is you're also putting the Planet 13 Fight Club, which fits within the broader Planet 13 Lifestyles brand. Now, your co-CEO, Bob Groesbeck, actually mentioned this, that, quote, our Lifestyles brand is a strategic step to grow Planet 13 into a household name. The new company allows us to expand our exposure globally without being bound by restraints. And it includes sponsoring athletes and lifestyle enthusiasts who use cannabis legally within the testing requirements of their respective professions and daily lives, especially dynamic stars like Chito Vera, who have mainstream followings, a huge mainstream following, on their socials that reach beyond fight fans. So when it comes to the brand and how you'll navigate, where obviously you know that you're going to separate the brand from the products, you can actually have it where they can both coexist. But, you know, when it comes to where people might go and say, well, this is still a cannabis product at the end of the day, where some people that might go ahead and be able to create that association, is there any issues you would have in terms of what jurisdictions that would be able to go ahead and have the product where you can go and, you know, push this out at, or where people can go and sell it? You know, would you be able to have it where at this point, if people want to go ahead and take the Lifestyle brand, you know, buy it wholesale and sell it retail, are there any restrictions to it?
Well, I don't think there's any restrictions to it. And yes, that's the next step, is getting into Hot Topics and some of the other stores like that where our product will be in there. Again, our first one is pushing out with the UFC fighters. We're also in talks now with two other young ladies that are stars, are moving up in the ranks. They've been in signing at our facilities here. We're trying to negotiate that with our managers now and bring them on like a Cheeto, but in the women's side of it also. We're also currently in talks as early as Thursday, met with the Tyson people to bring Tyson on for the boxing part of it.
Wow.
Everybody knows Tyson. The other thing is we're working with them right now on creating a VIP room within our consumption lounge that is just all Tyson. So they're putting together wallpaper from his historic fights. We're going to make that into wallpaper. Wallpaper that entire room along with his memorabilia. And again, Mike Tyson, when he's in town all the time, has another house here in Vegas. When he's training, he'll be at the consumption lounge. He loved Planet 13. When he's not here, people can go into Mike Tyson room and spend their time there consuming. Again, all because of his name and how popular he is.
Yeah, it's fascinating how much you've done in terms of where it comes to Vegas. It's more of not just the store itself, but also the attractions you have within the store itself. That's really great. So let's go and talk more about that. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. I'm here again with Larry Scheffler, founder and co-CEO of Planet 13. I always do this all the time because I like to help you guys out. OTC Markets, if you are a stock aficionado, go ahead and look for the stock ticker PLNH on the OTC Markets. You can find that right now. And they're doing pretty good. Again, Planet 13 Holdings. And we're back with Larry and more questions about Vegas, the Consumption Lounge, and more about the Planet 13 Fight Club. We'll find out more about what that's all entailed coming after this. We're on Blood Business, CannabisRadio.com. Back after a short break.
Yeah, if we're all the way off the air, we're going to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. So one other thing no one's talked about yet, so I'll give you a little insight. So right now we're working on getting bids to have two podcast studios in the middle of the dispensary.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because it's Vegas, and we get so many stars, so many celebrities here. We think it'll be a great plus for us. So that'll be a next, whether it be fights, whether it be entertainers, whatever. So one will might be full-time, the other we will rent out by the hour.
Very nice. Wow, I didn't realize that, but that's very cool. You know, we got to talk more about that. Now, you don't have any idea as to when you look to go ahead and install that into the Vegas facility.
Just getting bids on it right now. We just met with the contractors last week, and they're doing the bids for us now to see the cost. We got a rough idea, but we'd like to start as soon as possible once we get through the regulations of the county, but we're ready to move forward.
Sounds good. All right. We'll hold on to that. All right, 10 seconds, we'll come on back.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Welcome back. I'm here with Larry Scheffler, founder and co-CEO of Planet 13 here on Blunt Business. And before the break, we were talking about the Planet 13 Fight Club, which now is featuring the first launch of apparel and MMA gear from the newly formed Planet 13 lifestyle brand, whose e-commerce site will launch during Fight Week. And this is going to include the iconic P13 logo on MMA-inspired gear, with plans to sponsor major professional amateur fighters and gyms. And, you know, we were just talking before about how Mike Tyson's, you know, visited Planet 13. Very interested. Possibly there might be a partnership down the line for it. Let's see how that all goes. You already have Chito Vera now, the UFC bantamweight fighter. Hopefully will be winning his fight in Abu Dhabi coming up as we record this, and could be very well by the time we record this show and it's out published. He might be going for the world title in the bantamweight division for the UFC. So with all this here, I guess one of the things was, you know, the attachment to MMA here, and also going to take the branding and marketing towards the MMA crowd. Obviously, combat sports very important. So the Planet 13 Fight Club, you know, how are you going to plan to incorporate into the store in Vegas? Obviously, being where it's such an MMA hub, of all the combat sports being held very regularly there, and the fact that you're going to have this apparel and all that, how that all comes together.
Yeah, so we just had a fight launch party on the last fight that was going on. So we're going to continue to do that. So a lot of the fighters, we're going to bring in for signings all the time, which people love. They're going to the consumption lounge, have signings in there. We try to hold some of the fights where we'll have the big screen and have the fighters in there when they're doing the fights. That's a big part of the whole thing, because it's in Vegas, because so many are here in Vegas. We're also launching, again, at the Chito, with Chito Vera, we've got a 16x30-inch screen behind one of the only octagons in his new gym. Not everybody has the octagon. He actually installed one. They do a lot of filming there because a lot of fighters are in California. And we also got the post within the octagon where fights going on there, or they're training for the fights, all the different fighters besides him. We get so many eyes on Planet 13, Planet 13 Lifestyles. That's the whole theory behind the thing. We got to get the eyeballs on Planet 13 apparel.
Now, one of the things I also got to bring up is what you've been doing, and we talked about this last time, where the consumption lounge has been out. Now you have the Dazed Consumption Lounge, which has now been opened, and there's been a number of things we've actually gotten to talk to about that. I believe there's I want to say there was someone we talked to that has now a Cannabis Hall of Fame now inside. There's an attraction in the Dazed Lounge, among other things. But yeah, you went ahead and did the work on the Consumption Lounge. Give me an update on that right now. It's been grand opened. You now have it set. And, you know, obviously it's quite an attraction, especially for those that right now, you know, if they're outside in the 110-degree weather, I can imagine they're all coming out to go and get a drink, or, you know, a little bit of a relaxation and cool down inside the Consumption Lounge. Tell me about that so far.
Yeah, and it's kind of over the top, like we do everything with Planet 13. Now, once you go in there, really, it grabs all your senses, whether it be three giant bong chandeliers to the crazy wallpaper and lighting. Again, we have three VIP lounges, as we talked a little bit earlier. Mike Tyson will have his own VIP lounge within the three. We've got two other bigger name celebrities that are involved in cannabis we're talking to now, but creating rooms in the other two lounges. Then you can go into one of the three movie star celebrity lounges in the VIP section of the Dazed Lounge if you want to. Again, we enter through a kind of a secret portal where you go up to an old English-style phone booth and you go inside and push where the phone is, and it opens to a secret room to get in the first place. Again, everything we do, it's just really over the top. They'll really be surprised once they go in. We haven't seen anything like this anywhere in Vegas or outside of Vegas on what we've created as far as almost the illusion inside about just a different world.
So upon building out the consumption lounge, you know, we talked so much about those. Once the consumption lounge licenses were put in place and you're able to get everything on board and you grand opened in April, you know, talk about what you've done in terms of what you have found has worked best in the consumption lounge atmosphere. What has drawn people, obviously, with so many visitors coming to Vegas? What do you think has been that has really worked out, that has really stood out from what you're doing that, you know, other attractions are could be doing differently, that, you know, in terms of where people might think, well, how about having a DJ as a residency there, or the kind of cocktails you serve, or what else do you also offer to do inside a sort of entertainment or whatever there is for recreation? Talk to me about what has been inside the consumption line that's worked best, that, you know, when you were thinking about it and putting it into place and designing this, what has worked so far?
Well, of course, the biggest thing is entertainment. Everybody wants to be entertained that comes to Vegas or goes in. It's our job to entertain. So first, all the senses, when they go in, their eyes are going everywhere because there's so much to absorb. From that to the fight clubs we talked about, the watch parties, to comedy clubs. We'll have a guy in there and charge people for coming into the consumption lounge for a comedy club event. Other small events we'll have in there also. Everything is really entertaining the customer. We do have great drinks also in there. We have different kits of kind of odd areas where how you consume cannabis. Put a vape pen into a glass, it fills up like a champagne glass. You hold it like you drink it, but you really breathe it in through your nose. Another experience like that, they can rent those different sets that are going on. It's just everything we try to do is to entertain. It's really the secret. I don't know anybody else's why they haven't done it, why they haven't copied us. It just seems like a common thing to Bob and I. And maybe because we've been in Las Vegas for over 50 years each, and all we know is Vegas, where people want to be entertained. We took that model, we ran with it. We think it's worked out well for us. I just don't know why other people haven't copied it. We're glad they haven't copied it, but that's kind of been our success, just doing what Vegas has done for entertaining.
Yeah, the layout of the lounge itself, it's eye-popping. You definitely have the Vegas flair. You feel like with the carpet and the design, all the different nuances you have, the little things that are up on the walls and all. And, you know, with that, it's like, you know, it's a lot to go and put into a 3,000 square foot space you already have set in place. And, you know, how it also coincides with the big superstore and what you're able to go and put together. So, I mean, with that, you know, trying to keep that consistent crowd coming in. I mean, I guess talk about the marketing, because I remember going to the Vegas, how often you'd have people on the street just trying to lure people into certain facilities, and how to keep that lounge pretty busy all the time. Talk about what you've been able to do in terms of getting people to go and come in. And obviously, like you said, it's either a comedy event or MMA themed events. You obviously have different things that are going on, so it's never just the same thing over and over.
Right, and we have even when we're going to hold an event, we have people on the strip handing out things or what's going on Planet 13. You have to get the people to know, got to inform them what's going on Planet 13. Besides that, we've also tried to, in fact, we have been in conjunction with Area 15, which you may be familiar with, a big event type interactive company here. So we've had taken Planet 13, we created Shuttle 14 to Planet 15. So on the weekends, Thursday through Sunday, we send people from here over there. They send people from there over here. Right. We can then grab about 100 people a day, new ones. Between that, telling them again, informing people about the consumption lounge. And again, we also have, we installed a trapeze before you get in back in the new area. and actual girls up there performing acrobatic things in the hallway.
Saving money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, get a home safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Then draw the people farther back because the place is so huge, Planet 13. To take them all the way back to the consumption lounge to let them know and see them, the big red phone booth, and that another a day's consumption lounge is there because it's so brand new. We also have added about 4,500 square feet of a new plaza, we call it, outside of the consumption lounge. We can hold more like 400 people there for another comedy event or for signings for all of the stars out there besides.
So about 5 years ago, I was in Vegas, and I remember thinking about the fact that, you know, to go to Vegas, obviously for those that will go for the gambling, it was one thing, but there is the entertainment side that's so important. So, like, it's one thing that you have a lot of different venues that might get a little bit stagnant or gotten older or they've gotten overpriced. So some of the experiences, people are just going to go and opt to something else that's new and fresh. And I feel like that's what you've been doing right now with Planet 13 and with Dazed, that it is that new and fresh feel to it. What is it that you feel like that can be done in terms of keeping that audience coming in and just keeping that particular reputation in place so that people will say, well, you don't want to have to go do the same old thing again. This, what we're doing on Planet 13 is the thing to go to.
Right, and that's why you're exactly right. You got to keep it fresh. You could be adding new things all the time. Because we have the plaza area back there now, we can add new things of comedy clubs or whatever as far as entertainments, singing groups back there at different times. So there's something new going on all the time. Right. We also have another 60,000 square foot, attraction that we're going to, I don't want to say what it is yet, but it's about a 60,000 square foot attraction for the final build out of Planet 13, thereby giving us about 150,000 feet under one roof of entertainment for the people. It's non-cannabis, but it is, again, because of how we think, it's really going to be over the top on this next attraction.
We're going to go to commercial break. I love what you're doing in Vegas. And again, just to let people know once again, if you want to take a look for yourselves, I was just looking right now on the Instagram page for Dazed Lounge LV, D-A-Z-E-D, Lounge LV. You can see all those right there, see the cocktails, see the look of the place and all the different events that are going on. Really interesting what you got going on right there. It's so much. So if you're in Vegas, obviously, you got to head to the store, Planet 13, the superstore itself, and the Dazed Lounge, and all the other things that are now being incorporated into the whole thing right there. That's part of the Vegas experience, that new and fresh feel that you want to go and have for that. So, Larry, let's go back to break. We're now going to go back to Florida and talk about what's been going on there, because there is so much going to be talking about, obviously, being here in West Palm Beach, where I'm at. South Florida, we are anticipating a lot of things going on with Florida when it comes to Amendment 3. A lot of the ads are coming out there. We're going to talk about the real impact that's coming to Florida, and that Planet 13 has already been in the plans and in the works of making sure to make their way into Florida. We're looking forward to that. I'm here once again with Larry Scheffler, founder and co-CEO of Planet 13. Planet 13 Holdings and the OTC markets, if you're, you know, putting money down on stocks, you want to make a nice investment. They're obviously doing a lot of aggressive moves and changes and a lot of good things that are out there. PLNH is their stock ticker. Make sure you go look for that in the OTC markets. Back after another break.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
I'm back on Blunt Business with Final Questions with Larry Scheffler, founder and co-CEO of Planet 13. And last time he joined us, Larry, was back in September, and we talked about Planet 13 receiving approval to sell its Florida Medical Marijuana Treatment Center license and acquire VitaCann for $49 million. That deal has been closed back in May, and expecting right now that Planet 13 will accelerate the company's growth in the Florida market. And I spoke with Jeffrey Trapp, your director of operations at Benzinga Miami, where he's been spending time in preparation for this Florida expansion. So now, when do we expect Planet 13 signage to be visible all around Florida? I know we talked pretty extensively about what the plan was to keep, you know, the smaller store model, and we get a good chance to go and see the smaller store model in place. I know you have another store in Waukegan, Illinois. So we've always seen about the superstores, but it's this new more neighborhood friendly model that we're going to see on this and the change. So talk to me about the changes of that and what's changed at all in terms of what you're going to do with these new stores once Planet 13 is now signed in and now operating in Florida.
Yeah, we're going to brand all of them as Planet 13. We're starting out at 8, 8, and 8, roughly, doing it in sections. Then we're working on 5. We already have secured 5 more locations. We should have 10 open total by the end of the year, giving us about 36 stores. And we're going to, our plan is right now to open 1 per month or 12 a year. While it's in the medical market, if it hits recreational, like we're all hoping in November, all bets are off and we don't know what is going to go on, but it's going to go faster yet. And that's what we take a look at the superstore model. First one being in Miami on the water. We've looked at the site a couple times already. It's pretty secret for us on where it's going to be. We're very excited about it, but we're opening in the 40,000-50,000 square foot range, not 112 like here, but that's still huge, even for Florida. But we really got to research and find the tourist destination. That's what a superstore is. It's not for the locals, really. It succeeds because of the tourists that come down. So that's about our whole.
Well, it's also there's been an aggressive development right now in South Florida itself for Miami and for Florida West Palm on the waterfront of what they've been doing. There's so much building done right now, so many skyscrapers that are being built up and so many cranes that it is really tough to go and find that, you know, a large space like you're saying that's in the 100,000 square foot out by the east, right by the beach, or just even close to where east of 95. It has been pretty difficult. And so there's that part of going up to, and then also it was not just Miami, but I know you were also scouting Tampa and Orlando. Was there anything in Central Florida that you looked at so far? Because when you're talking about Orlando, I mean, yeah, Attraction Central with Disney, Universal, and so many other things going on, that it would be, you know, I could definitely see where if Planet 13 wants to put another superstore in that area where it's so tourist friendly and so tourist intense, I can imagine that could be just as big as Vegas if you wanted to.
It could be. We still think out of the three, Miami, Orlando, and Tampa, St. Pete, or Miami still leads for us in what we think would fit best first for a superstore. The other thing is we're lucky to have one of the largest commercial real estate developers and owners of real estate in the United States call us. He approached us 2 years ago, and they asked us to come out and meet us. They want us, would you please consider take a look at this site in Miami for a anchor like us.
Yeah.
So we went down again with them a couple times already to see this site. That's the real reason that Miami shines better for us. It's because they're almost laying this at our feet saying, we'd love to have you here. The location is phenomenal. We're pretty set on Miami at this area right now. We think this definitely would be the first superstore. Then we'll go after that. But that's a big portion, a lot to do on another superstore first. Then we'll look at Orlando after.
And that's the idea, is that you don't necessarily have to go and build a brand new structure. There's a lot of where, as you said, it could be a mall, it could be a strip mall, it could be just a large space where it's already kind of like set in place. You just go ahead and just work around it, renovate it, and build it to specs as you want it to be. But the spaces are out there at that size that are available, and if you're getting within the highway, whether it's 95, 595, or you know, 112, whatever it is, you can get it out there. And it's obviously there's space for it, and I'm sure they'll probably make a good deal so that you can get something like that set up there. And obviously there's so many people around that to find traffic to come into that store should be a no-brainer. I can definitely see that. But what will be very important too is now what happens with Amendment 3 in Florida. Okay. And for those that are not aware of all this yet, let's go ahead and make sure that we know that the plan is now in Florida where I'm at. I haven't seen so much on television at all, but I've seen a lot online of the Smart and Safe Florida campaign prompting voters to vote yes on Amendment 3, because Amendment 3 would be, if passed, allowing individuals to possess up to 3 ounces of cannabis and permit medical marijuana treatment centers and other licensed entities to cultivate, process, and sell cannabis products for non-medical use, and broadening cannabis access across medical use, addressing legal and regulatory aspects of personal marijuana consumption in Florida. So, right now, far as say Florida, they definitely focus on trying to reach the older demographic. So a lot of senior citizens, oh, this helps me for my pain, this helps me for my ailments. They're definitely going for the first person accounts, testimonials in that end. They haven't really taken too much on doctors. The approach on trying to get voters to go ahead and vote on the amendment, obviously Amendment 3 will be a little bit put by the wayside because there's the abortion issue right now in Florida that's also an important amendment that's probably going to get a lot more press than the cannabis issue will be in Florida. As far as I've seen from local news, that's the case. But again, when this was brought before, medical passed very well. I think, you know, if you just took from Orlando South and let the voters of that South Florida and Central Florida go ahead and vote on it, it would be passed, you know, flying colors. But I mean, obviously that amendment does make a big difference on what you are able to go and do with your stores, especially that superstore. What are you looking at right now, you know, of what you've seen in terms of what's been done by the campaigning? Obviously, MSOs have contributed into that campaign to get the amendment passed. What can you tell me about any involvement you've had with it or any kind of oversight you've had on what has been done to get the amendment to pass?
Well, we have lobbyists that we've had on our staff for quite a while now, for, 13 months.
Mm-hmm.
Two different lobbyists that keep us informed, tell us what's going on and what can we do to help. I'm hearing from them that it's 65-66% of the polling positive cannabis, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess they need 60 at least.
Right.
Again, now we only passed by 3%, so we got up to 65-66. Great. That's twice what we passed for. So I'm hoping it'll pass. I think it will myself. It's becoming such a more mainstream, not the old voodoo, you know, your brain is on fried eggs, which was done by the, you know, back in the old Nixon administration through a fake test that was done in the first place, you know, with the monkeys.
Right.
Nobody knows all that story, but that's...
It's all a matter of, this is a presidential election. So the turnout is what's going to create the percentage more in the favor of passing this. Because when they tried to put something like this before, it was in 2020, there was an issue, first of all, about the petitioning. But then even if it did, it was 2022, they were trying to do something about it. But it's a matter of, you know, the petition had to finally get done. It took a long time for that because of who the players are and who was going to finally be able to get in front to get the right act in place and to make sure Supreme Court signed off on the amendment so it could be put on the ballot. Finally, all that paperwork's done, and it's finally here. And like you said, it's been 8 years since medical. We've never really heard much of any issues at all when it comes to the medical market. It has not, you know, I think it's blended in very well. I think the facilities they put into place in Florida have been very good because everybody knows, like, you know, you these MMTCs, you make it look like, you know, it's the same feel and vibe of any kind of medical facilities, which we're rampant for right here in Florida. So keep that same concept in place. And, you know, even with the dispensaries that we have out there as well, they keep it so well blended. It's not like sticking out like a sore thumb. That's fine. And I think that people in Florida, obviously we also know that there's not that much going on. Supposedly there was going to be some kind of a pack that was going to go up against cannabis. But if there is, I have not seen anything about it. But I don't think anybody's really making much of a blowback on it in the first place. I just want to see the Smart Safe Florida. I would love to talk to those folks and get them on board again and tell us more about what they're doing with their campaigning. But, I mean, so far, I don't think there's anything that should get in the way of Amendment 3 not being said yes. And the voters voting it in finally for full adult use.
Right. And I think even way back, it was 2018 or 2020 when a recreational... a vote came up where they're trying to get it on the ballot, and you guys had about $7 million from Vegas pumped in anti-cannabis.
Yes.
Hotel in Sheldon Adelson, again, for his own reasons. And again, he's also right. Going for a gaming license in Florida. It's all a convoluted...
of course it was.
I don't think they have the same thing going on like that. So hopefully this will pass. I think it will. And I think the boogeyman that everybody was scared of way back 5-6 years ago didn't develop. People realized, well, it's not as bad as everybody told me it was going to be. I thought it was going to be, you know, drug lords everywhere. Everybody walk around like a zombie.
Oh, no.
Marijuana, you know. But that's what people thought. So now there have been some years that they can see, well, this isn't near to what, you know, the government told us was going to go on. So I think it's going to pass myself. Anything could happen, but... I'm leaning in that direction.
Oh, I'm betting on that anyway, and I'm already ready. As soon as I can get the early voting, I'm going to go and vote for it. I am voting yes on that. And They're not even a questionnaire. Well, and also, you know, when you have the Sheldon Adelsons of the world that want to put money against, we got the John Morgans of the world that are putting so much forward, so that also helps too. So, you know, plus the coalition, and I think it's also the matter that when this amendment comes into play, I mean, like, I know there's going to be a lot of talk about, you know, we talk about on Blood Business the fact that, okay, well, the social equity play into it, the smaller craft or stores, they get much of a play. Well, Florida's pretty much been taken over by larger MSOs that are in the space because that's just the way it works. I mean, the petitioning, the way the lobbying that was put into the place, you know, the bigger companies that just had the franchises, they had the bigger stores and the consolidation, stores being bought, you know, franchises being bought from others, a little bit of, buying into emerging and putting together and having a full Florida footprint because it's a big state to go and cover for all the areas you got to cover, go ahead and cover in the first place. Planet 13 is in a good place. And again, I think the planning, the timing couldn't have been better. I think everything works just out in lockstep. And I think, you know, hopefully get a chance to celebrate yes on Amendment 3. I think that's going to definitely happen. And then we can move forward and see where Florida goes for 2025 with an adult use program. That'll be great to go and see. Larry, before we wrap things up, thank you again for being all this, always making time for us. It's always wonderful to go and have you on. And before we wrap things up, anything else you want to just bring up to us in terms of what we should know that's coming on, latest news with Planet 13, whether it's for Vegas, whether it's for Florida, stock ticker, websites, anything like that, go ahead and go ahead and share with us real quick.
Again, I just want to say myself and my partner, we think Florida is the number one state for cannabis in the United States. The future is so bright and it's so big, the state. And again, 120 million visitors a year. Now remember, we're in Vegas, so we only get 50 million visitors a year. So it even dwarfs us as far as visitors. So we just couldn't be happy to be involved down there, be involved with the VitaCann group. We've looked at 30, 40 different ones that want to merge with us or want them to buy them. It was so hard to find somebody that didn't know any taxes of the IRS, hardly had any debt, and we could buy for stock only. What a buried made in heaven. So we're happy with those guys. They're just like us. And all I'm going to say is watch us grow. Watch new ideas coming all the time. We're a little bit crazy, but that's maybe what makes it different than everybody else and what people enjoy when they come to see a Planet 13.
There's a lot of good companies down here, but it is one thing to be said about who's going to be the one that's going to stand out and will be, when you come to Florida, you're going to like, everybody's going to know what Planet 13 is. You're going to be like, and I think that's part of the campaign when it comes to the merch, when it comes to the branding, the presence outside of the cannabis part, non-cannabis touching, that's going to help a lot. Plus, coming into Florida and just seeing that signage and just come across the board and be like, all of a sudden, here we go. There's this one brand that you just keep seeing that just pops out more than anything else of any other cannabis-related, you know, store or sensors or anything like that at all. And I think Planet 13 has a great chance to really make a mark in Florida. And welcome to Florida. Can't wait for you to see everything get rolled out.
Right. And I don't care where we go. We were just 2 years ago down the Florida Keys, our fishing guide. Oh, Planet 13. I always go there. I'm going across the road to get a haircut in Fargo, North Dakota. They're saying, Planet 13, I bought some stock. I'm thinking, how did you buy stock being in Fargo, North Dakota? I don't care where we go when they see the logo. It's just unbelievable. I'm going to know the logo, the brand.
They're going to get to know it more. I can't wait till the next time we talk about this again. I think there's going to be a lot more good news coming on the horizon. And always, Larry, we're always happy to go and welcome you back onto the program. We'll definitely do it very soon.
Great. Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Thank you again, Larry Scheffler, co-CEO and founder of Planet 13. And again, website, if you want to go ahead and follow along, it's planet13.com. Again, PLNH, the OTC Markets stock ticker for that. And just follow along with everything that's going on. There's so much going on. Once again, thank you, Larry, for joining us here on Blunt Business. And listeners, thank you for listening in. We'll talk to you next time.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even. like your efforts are futile and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.